Good morning, and welcome to another in our series of mini shiurim on the Book of Yehoshua. We are learning in the merit of the IDF, Israel's emergency services, the hostages, and the injured. And we are in Perek Chaf Aleph, chapter 21. We are wrapping up the clerical portion, if you will, of the Book of Yehoshua, the description of how we distributed the land to the different shvatim, to the different tribes. And then we saw the cities of refuge, and now we're looking at the cities of Levium. And then in chapter 22, we return to story as we find Reuven, Gad, and Menashe return to the eastern side of the Yarden and what events happen as part of that. But right now, we are wrapping up assignment of the cities to the Levium. And there are a couple of really interesting things that are going on here. First of all, just worth noting, we read yesterday about the initial part about the distribution of these cities to the Levium, and we mentioned that it's done bigoral, it's done by lottery, when we talked about who goes where. So we said that the Kohanim have the area that's immediately around the Beis HaMikdash, and then right near them you have the rest of Kehas, who were the Levium from Kehas, but they're also not that far from the Beis HaMikdash. And then we talked about the ones who were from the Gershom family and the Merari family. So we kept saying it's done bigoral, it's done by lottery, except for Merari, we did not mention lottery. So Malbim makes two notes. First of all, he suggests, remember, we had this whole discussion back in chapter 14 about how they decided which tribe was going where, because the Torah says on the one hand that you're supposed to do it by lottery, and on the other hand it says you're supposed to give larger ones larger portions and smaller ones smaller portions. So Malbim's suggestion at the time, which I think we also had in Abarbanel, was that the lottery just assigned region, and then it was their responsibility to determine what the boundaries would be for each tribe based on their needs. So Malbim says the same thing is going on here, that they understand that there are going to be four general portions. They mark out the boundaries of the four portions. They do a lottery which determines that the Kohanim are going here. And then it says that the Levium of Kehas are going there. And then it says that the Gershon ones are going there. And once you've assigned three out of the four, then there's no more purpose to doing a lottery for Merari, because there's only one piece of paper left, and it says, you're going here. So that's why Goral disappears from Merari, but that's the system, Malbim says, for how they divided up these portions. So the first one to be assigned is that of what Yehuda and Shimon are donating for the Kohanim. I'm not going to be reading out all of the sentences because basically it's a list of cities, but I do want to highlight certain cities. So from what Yehuda and Shimon donate, we find that they give the city of Hebron, right? Kiryat Arba, we've talked about that already, how Kalev gets a portion of the city, but the rest of it is going to the Levium. Livna is listed here as well. Livna is a very important fortress. It was important back in chapter 10 when we saw the wars that the Knaanim fought against the Jews after the Jews defended Givon. That was Yehoshua chapter 10. In Malachim Beis, chapter 8, Edom revolts against us from the fortress in Livna. When the Assyrians fight the Egyptians in Malachim Beis, chapter 19, that's at Livna. Tzidkiah, whose mother is from Livna. I will admit that I would not have remembered all of these different associations myself. However, I have the ability to search Tanakh, and therefore things like Tzidkiah's mother show up that way. The cities of Yatir and Eshtemoah are among the cities. So Yatir and Eshtemoah are among the supporters of David HaMelech when he's a fugitive from Shaul. In Shmuel Aleph, chapter 30, David wins a war and he distributes spoils to certain cities, and the commentators, many of them, assume that these were supporters of David, so Yatir and Eshtemoah will be mentioned there. Remember, I think we've already noted this, that Yehuda and Shimon give a combined 9 cities, even though, as Abarbanel noted, generally it's 4 per Shevet. So Malbim says that Yehuda receives an extra big lot, and therefore they're giving an extra city. In fact, of the 9 that are given from Yehuda and Shimon, we've already noted that that it's really 8 from Yehuda and then 1 from Shimon. Okay, then it moves on to what Binyamin gave. It mentions Givon, which we're of course quite familiar with at this point. from the Jewish war to defend them from their deception of the Jews and so on. It also mentions a place called Geva, which is important in Shmuel Aleph chapter 13, because that's where Jehonatan attacks a Philistine outpost, launching a major war against the Plishtim, which would also lead to his father Shaul's first major mistake. It also, Geba gets mentioned around Tanakh in general. The city of Anatot is given to the Levium from Binyamin. That's an important city. That was the hometown of Yirmiyahu, and it was also the place where they wanted to kill him. They then moves into the cities that Ephraim donates to the Levium, Shechem being one of those, Shechem on Har Ephraim. It moves on to the cities of Dan, Ayalon, where remember that was in the war for Givon, where the sun and the moon stop. We mentioned the moon in the valley of Ayalon. Then we get to the cities donated by Menasha West, the western half of Menasha. So Ta'anach, which is a key site in the Canaanite war that Devorah fights, that's one of the cities that Menasha donates. Also, Dan and Menasha both give cities named Gat Rimon. Radak says, yeah, there was more than one city by the name of Gat Rimon. A Gat is basically a wine press. So it's not so surprising that you would have multiple cities with the name Gat as part of them. One thing that you have to note, and I'm not really sure what to do with it, but you got to know it, is the mystery of the missing Reuven. And what I mean by that is, if you have the chance to actually look in a Yehoshua, it's worthwhile to see this and to see what is or is not there in your edition. In my Mikraos Gedolos, the following thing happens. In sentence 34, we are introduced to the cities that Merari are going to receive, and we're told the cities given to them by Zebulun. Yokna'am is one of those. That's a city we've talked about. And then after Zebulun, Zebulun gives is in sentence 34, sentence 35. Now here's what I have next. Sentence 36 is in parentheses, and it goes as follows. Umimate Reuven, from the tribe of Reuven, as Ir Miklat Harotzeach, the city of refuge for a murderer, and it tells us, Betzer in the Midbar, right? Remember, this is east of the Yarden, and Yatza, which is a city we know from the original conquest in Sefer Bamidbar, so Betzer and Yatza are mentioned, and then sentence 37, Kedemot and Mephaas, Arim Arba, four cities, and then you get a closed parenthesis, and then you get sentence 36, and from the tribe of Gad, the city of refuge, Ramot, up in Gilad, and Machanayim, and then Cheshbon, and so on. So in other words, I have sentence 35, then I have sentence 36, then I have sentence 37, and then I have sentence 36, and then I have sentence 37. What happened here? So the answer, as Radak points out, is that it seems like classic texts of Sefer Yehoshua are missing my first sentence 36 and sentence 37. Radak says, Yesh Sefarim Mugabahem. Some books have edited into them, and then he gives you what I have as sentences 36 and 37. And he says, V'lo ra'isi shnei psukim elu b'shum sefer yashan meduyak. I have never seen these two sentences in any accurate old text. Ela Mugabah miktasam, but in some of them it's edited in. And I saw Rabbeinu Hai, Rav Haigon, was asked about this. And he answered, he said, yeah, you're right. They're not listed here, but they are listed in Divrei Hayamim. If you were to jump to Divrei Hayamim Aleph, chapter 6, sentences 63 and 64, you would find the two sentences that I just read that are inserted here. There, they are listing the cities that were donated to Levium, and they include the cities of Reuven. In our text in Yehoshua, it's not there. The some have inserted it from the account in Divrei Hayamim. That's the way Radak understands what Rav Hai is saying. If you look at the Menchas Shai here as well, they bring that Radak. Very perplexing. What exactly is going on here? Why would Reuven be absent? Not at all clear, which is to say, I don't know. But yeah, these sentences appear in Divrei Hayamim, and some have inserted them in Yehoshua at this point. The Bar Ilan database, their version of it, simply omits it. It's not actually there. Okay, so that is the the set of cities that are given to the Levium. And then the last three sentences of this chapter conclude the division of the land. Pasuk Mem Aleph, sentence 41. Vayitein Hashem liYisrael es kol ha'aretz asher nishba la'aseis la'avosam. God gave the Jews all of the land that he had sworn to give their ancestors. Vayirashua vayeshvuva. And they took it, and they settled there. This harks back to the promise that Hashem made to Yehoshua back in the beginning of chapter 1, sentence 2, where he said, Moshe, my servant, is dead. You cross the Yarden with the nation to the land that I have said I would give to the Jews. So now Hashem is saying, I did it. I gave it. That's what we're saying here. Vayanach laHashem lahem misaviv kechol asher nishba la'avosam, and Hashem got rid of all their enemies around them as he had promised to their ancestors. V'lo amad ish bifneihem mikol oyveihem, not one of their enemies stood before them. Eis kol oyveihem nasan Hashem biyodam, Hashem gave all of their enemies into their hands. And it concludes, lo nafal davar mikol davar atov asher diber Hashem al beis Yisrael, not a thing of all that Hashem had said he was going to provide for them, not a thing fell away, not a thing failed to happen. Hakolba, everything came to pass. Now, the Jews do not have the entire land. We know that. We've already said that before, and we're going to continue to say that. It's going to be a big theme in the book of Shoftim. So what exactly does that mean? Ralbag gives one approach. Abarbanel gives another approach. Ralbag's approach is to say that those who remained in the land did so not because of any failure on Hashem's part, but because of a failure on the part of the Jews. The Jews got lazy about fighting them, but Hashem did everything to support them. If the Jews had fought, they would have gotten it. But it wasn't a failure on Hashem's part. That's Ralbag's explanation. Abarbanel adds that the text actually says, Heiniach lahem saviv. Hashem gave the Jews space around, which is accurate, because the remaining Canaanites did not fight the Jews. So this is all it's saying is that Hashem gave the Jews peace, which is certainly so. So God willing, tomorrow we will start chapter 22, and we will see Reuven, Gad, and half of Manasseh journey east across the Yarden, and the problem that develops as a result.